Similarly, our adversary, the devil, is still at work warring against the church, but he can't stop us. There have been some discouraging things that we've walked through. Raging disease attacking people that we love. Marriages collapsing after years. We've lost two pastors from our team in two very different situations. Seeing church we love leave Sovereign Grace as we clarify our church leadership and government. It's difficult. Children rebelling to follow the world. Seeing gossip and slander fill the cyber world in new ways like it's never done before. Some of our dearest members have passed away far too young. Lawsuit filed. I've heard people say, "What's going on? What's happening? We're discouraged. We don't know where to look. What's happening here?" I don't have to wonder what's going on. You don't have to wonder what is going on. I see the hand of the enemy warring still against the church of God. Folks, this opposition is designed to drive a wedge between us. Let's recognize the work of the enemy. Let's stand together and take a stand. A few weeks ago, after a rather difficult discussion regarding some of our trials that we've been enduring, a couple, Helen and Joshua Sabidi, two dear members of our church who are from Uganda, Africa, and believe me, in Africa, they know about the work of the enemy, they came up to me and they said this, Ephesians 6:12. This is Ephesians 6:12. Do you know what Ephesians 6:12 says? Let me quote it for you. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm." Stand firm, church, is the word in the midst of trial. "Resist the devil and he will flee." It's been a difficult time. Yes, we've made mistakes in the midst of our trials, but we cannot stop the mission. We can't be like the disciples on the road to Emmaus. "Well, we wished." No, go forth and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I've given you this authority. That mission still stands today, folks. It still stands. Now, let's not be Nebuchadnezzar, who looked at all that God did in his midst through him and puffed himself up. We don't want to do that. But I want to share with you what God is doing, that you might see the other side. Oh, yeah, we've walked through some discouraging times, but look at what God is doing. If you're discouraged, let me just share with you a list that we might give glory to God.